7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, that is not the correct time. The actual time is 19:30 UTC. And that is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Wind Committee. It's an extremely windy day. It's mostly gusts, but anyway. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And what are we doing today? Well, we're in the creek, or we're almost in the creek. We need to get down in the creek so we can be protected from this wind, which is absolutely crazy, but it seems to be coming in gusts, like this one. You know, we get some stillness and then a big gust. Which way is the wind blowing? Is it blowing down into this valley, into the creek here? How am I going to do this? Anyway, I'm making my way down the dangerous slope, and I'm pretty much down and I'm good. See, then the wind calms down a little bit, but we're not going to be here for long, I don't think. I can see the flag on the pin standing straight out. We got Beaufort scale 6, you know, maybe not 6, 5. But it's a very nice day. It's not quite 20 degrees Celsius. And it's sunny. Well, there's some clouds scooting by. But not a whole hell of a lot of action. However, the weather is coming. Winter weather is going to return either tomorrow or the next day. It's going to be freezing. It's going to rain and snow. And let's get down into the creek bed here, because there is something I gotta tell you. I got a couple of exciting things to tell you today. But first, let's take a look around and see if we can find any golf balls. I'm not seeing any right off the bat. And, you know, that's kind of to be expected. If it's been this windy all morning, and it has been. It started getting windy last night. Around midnight, got so windy, the cat was sort of like going, what the hell's going on? Pippa was worried, and I said, oh, don't worry, I think it's just wind or rain or something. And we all calmed down. So it was windy overnight. I doubt people are playing golf today. Probably not a lot of people playing this morning, which would explain why I'm not finding any golf balls. But I am looking around. I'm looking for them just in case. Why? Because something spectacular happened last night. This is one of the things that I need to tell you about. As I keep looking. Yeah, there's no golf balls around here. Wow. Wind. You should see these trees moving, rocking back and forth, clattering into each other, making creaky, creaky sounds. Oh, were we gonna find anything today? No, we're not. I'm stepping over the picnic table dam, and we don't have any golf balls down here today. But that's okay. We just had to come and check real quick. Oops, almost stepped in the water. How do I get across here? How did I do this last time? I don't remember. Steps across the creek. I'm just walking down the creek bed looking for golf balls. And we're not gonna be finding any down here today. Alright, so anyway, I'm gonna climb back up down here. And which way is the wind blowing? I think it's blowing to the north. And it's kind of coming down into here. Anyway, here's the part that I have to tell you. Here's the part that's just so damn important. Let's go stand over here in the same place. Whenever I come down here, the first thing I do is I walk to this spot right here, which is just on the bank of the creek. We're down into the valley. The valley here is 40 meters across. You get down here in the bank, and then there's about a 1 meter drop, and then you're in the actual creek bed. Well, what I do is I stand here about a 1 meter above the creek bed, and I look down into this area. I survey it for golf balls, and I often find many. But I'm not seeing any today. I'm turning around. So, I think I will continue this story when I get home. So it's going to take me about 3.5 to 4 minutes to walk home. So while I'm walking home, why don't you listen to this? that nice? That's a beautiful thing from the Rolling Stones called Waiting on a Friend. Now, I'm not waiting on a friend per se. I'm waiting for my neighbor to stop using his wood chipper, but yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. So you're going to hear that noise in the background. Some other noises you might hear include, but are not limited to, my cat making wacky sounds, me drinking tea, Gingin May, if you're wondering, and any various clicks, clacks, rattles, cracks, pops, and any other noises. And that just happens. This is a radio show. Come on. And more importantly, we need to get back to the story of what happened last night. Two fun things, two exciting things happened last night. Ooh, and one of them was in the creek. Yes, this is what went down. So yesterday, after dubious goals committee, I ate my lunch and I continued to work on my new custom dice that I was working on yesterday, glossing up the pips. We'll get to that in a minute. And it got to be late in the afternoon, and I was sort of sitting here thinking, geez, maybe I should take a nap. I'm kind of tired. And so I was laying here, and I laid here for about 20 minutes until I realized, no, I am not tired. I do not need to take a nap. And by that time, it was, oh, the sun was going down. It was the beginning of golden hour, or slightly into it. It was almost 5 o'clock local time. And so I thought, hey, wait a minute, if I can't sleep, maybe I should run down to the creek and check for golf balls. My logic being, we didn't find any, you know, when we checked it around noon or whenever that was. And it was a nice day for golf yesterday, and I figured lots of people will be playing golf, which means people will be losing golf balls. So I decided to go down to the creek. It was a little bit windy, but nothing like today or anything. So I go down to the creek. And I thought, yeah, I'll just pop down here real quick. Just enjoy the weather and get outside. Because the bad weather is coming. Winter returns tomorrow. Winter is coming back tomorrow. Yeah, it's almost, what, 20 degrees Celsius here? No, it is 20 Celsius. It might be a little over. Yeah, it's going to be zero tomorrow, so that'll be fun. So last night, I go down to the creek, and I walk down into the little valley. Oh, hi, Pippa. Pippa has arrived. She's banging her shoulder up, or her head up against my shoulder. Kitty headbutts. So I got to get the kitty business pit prepared. Okay, get in the kitty pit. Get in the kitty pit, do some kitty business. She's not even looking. Okay, I won't pay any attention to her either then. Because there I was, standing in the creek. And I was standing in the spot that I just talked about. I was standing there looking down into the creek, and I did not see any golf balls. And I was kind of disappointed. I was like, oh, well, I kind of thought I would have found some golf balls because it was a nice day. Oh, well, I guess I'll go home. It's a lovely day to walk around in the neighborhood. And then something in my brain said, no. Tobe, get down in the creek bed. And I thought, should I get down in the creek bed? It's kind of a hassle. I don't want to risk having to fall off the blah, 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 blah. And so I was making excuses not to get down in the creek bed, and I was about to turn around when that little voice in my head shouted, no! Get your ass down there in the creek bed. So I thought, well, you know, I did come all this way, you know, all 200 meters. That's how far away this is from my house. And I said, yeah, we might as well get down there. Let's just get down there. It'll just take a second. And I know that this should happen. I know that this needs to happen. Because that's one of my rules that I live by. Check every angle. You got to check the different angles. You might be looking in one spot. You might not be seeing something because you're not looking at it from the right angle. This is critical. Angles are critical. So I get down into the creek bed itself, and I'm on the sandbar, and I'm sort of looking downstream, and I turn and I look upstream, and I take a couple of steps, and guess what? Yes, a golf ball. There is a golf ball sitting there, and it's up against the bank and it's kind of undercut, and the ball is right where I was standing, 1 meter below where I was standing, and I couldn't see it from where I was standing because it was sort of tucked underneath and bad angles. See what I'm saying here? Yeah, I stood there. There was a ball at my feet, and I would have missed it if I would not have gone down into the creek bed. But why am I so wound up about it? Because it wasn't any ordinary ball. No, no, no. It was not a white ball. It was not a yellow ball. Not orange. Not pink. Yes, we found another green golf ball. Yes, I saw this golf ball. And, you know, it's golden hour. We have very, very yellowish orange light. And so I saw the golf ball on the ground, and I just snatched it up as fast as I could. And I looked at it, and it said Max Foo. And, oh, that doesn't say Max Foo. That says Max Fly. So I threw it in my pocket. It's a Max Fly number 4. And I kept looking for golf balls. I didn't find any other golf balls. So, you know, I climb back out of the creek, and I walk home. I come into my house, I get really excited, I go up into the kitchen, and I take the ball out of my pocket to confirm, is this a yellow golf ball or is this a green golf ball? It is a green golf ball. It is a green golf ball, but oh no! What? No! I didn't notice this when I picked it up. Some idiot has taken a blue magic marker and drawn a line around the circumference of the ball. No! This beautiful green ball is ruined. Damn it. So I washed the ball off, and it looks pretty good, except for this stupid blue-black magic marker line. And so I took the ball up into the bathroom, got out my isopropyl alcohol and some cotton swabs, and yes, yes, it's a miracle. That magic marker ink came off with no problem at all. Just wiped right off. And I have another green golf ball. But wait, there's more. There is more to this story. After all the washing and all of the de-inking, the ball dried off. And once the ball was dry, guess what I noticed? That's right, it's matte finish. This is a matte finish green golf ball, unlike the other green golf ball, which is glossy finish. Now, this Max Fly golf ball, the new one, it looks like it's a different shade of green than the other glossy green golf ball, the Vice number 1. We'll be referring to these as the Max Foo, which is the new matte golf ball, and the Vice 1, which is the shiny green golf ball. Oh, it's so beautiful, these two green golf balls. I have them right here. So anyway, I think these balls are the same color, but the Vice looks darker than the Max Foo. And I think this just might be because the Vice has more... what's the word I'm looking for? More prominent dimples. And the lighting makes shadows on the ball. So I can't tell if the Max Foo is actually one hue lighter or not. It could be. It could be. But the other thing is, this Max Foo is in spectacular shape. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that the Vice number 1 green golf ball has a slight scuff on it where enough of the coloration is ablated away, and so we can't really see. It's got an ugly spot that we have to hide. But no, the Max Foo is nearly perfect. There's one little tiny rough spot right over here that I can't really figure what it is. Oh, did that just come off when I scraped my fingernail on it? Yeah, the Max Foo number 4 green matte finish golf ball is almost in perfect condition, and I'm so happy. Can you believe this? Two green golf balls. Two green golf balls in, what? How long was it, 3 or 4 days? Was it even that long? I can't remember. No, it was about a week, and regardless. In my colored golf ball collection, I now have 4 matte finished reds. I have 2 orange, 1 gloss, 1 matte finish. I've got 3 yellows, one of which is a Volvic Cristal. I've got 1 lavender, 1 pink, 1 raspberry, which are gloss, gloss, and matte, respectively. And I got 2 green golf balls. 2 green golf balls. I never thought I would find a green golf ball. Now I have 2, and I have a glossy and a matte finish. Oh, this is a... Right, so now I need to find things like glossy pink, glossy red. I need to find a matte finish yellow, and I want to find matte finish purple, and now I have to have 1 of every color gloss finish and 1 of every color matte finish. Why do I feel like I need this kind of completion? I don't know. What if somebody gets one of the balls really, really greasy? Oh, boy, are you going to get it now.
Boy, are you going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Hurry.
Your 409 works fast.
Hurry.
Yeah? Before you start to wipe.
Oh, and then we hear the door sound effect, indicating that 1981 mom is returning to the kitchen. Is her golf ball shiny?
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just cleaning off our golf balls with 409. Oh, I'm so happy. I love the golf balls. They look like candy. And now I wish I had a matte yellow, because I can put the matte finish green, the matte finish orange, and the matte finish red together, and it looks like some kind of delicious candy. All right, but speaking of other delicious things and Tobe-style awesomeness, but, yeah, well, you know, I still gotta wonder, if I'm gonna be collecting golf balls, but see, I got all winter, we got no golf ball weather for another 6 months, should I build a golf ball washing machine? What do I need for that, I wonder?
In play and
oh,
enjoying
wait,
a great round of golf.
Washer. Golf.
The R&R golf. Products golf. Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design golf. While scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Golf ball.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
No logo. Nice.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
That is an appealing
transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Corrosion-free.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Yay, power coat.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Wow, that is superior cleaning.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
Wow, my towel is
safe. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Oh, I hate those residue stains.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
I think I will.
Your golfers will appreciate it with every round.
Your golfers are going to be on the golf wall. You want to get some golf balls, Pippa? Pippa wants to get some golf balls, too. Anyway, yeah, she loves them. She just thinks, oh, aren't these fun kitty toys for me to play with? Yes, of course they're fun kitty toys for you to play with. That's why we invented them. So anyway, the other thing that I did yesterday and last night is I managed to finish up the custom set of dice that I was working on. My wonky dice. Yes, I have some wonky dice, and they are very, very wonky. What makes them wonky, you ask? Well, these are some standard square corner 12mm D6 dice. I made 2 of them. This is them rattling around in my hand right now. Oh, yeah. And what makes them wonky is the fact that the pips are messed up. The pips. When I say pips, I mean the little black dots on these white cubes are messed up. How are they messed up? Well, you are all familiar with the standard patterns of pips that belong on dice. Well, these are not the standard patterns. Oh no, oh no. None of the pips are in the right place. They're not aligned. They're not measured. They have not been calibrated. The pips are all three different sizes. Nothing is square. There are no straight lines. And each die is different. The faces aren't even the same between the dice. And so they look really screwy. Although I kind of made a little bit of effort to try to keep the pattern close for, you know, fast identification purposes. But these are really fun. All the spots are messed up. And I'm hoping that I can find some other dice. I should look in my dice tube here. I should look in this collection of dice for some dice that are this size. Because then you could do messed up magic tricks by showing people. Yes, and here are some right there. Awesome. You could show the people, you know, the regular dice and then switch them out for the wonky dice. And they'd be, oh, look at what happened to the dice. That's impossible. Oh, blah, blah. And I should probably make a whole bunch of these so I can leave them with people. The prestige. If you're going to do a magic trick, make sure that the sucker, I mean the victim, I mean the audience member, goes home with the prestige. What's the prestige? The prestige is that moment in time when the magic is sustained. You know, when the magic, when the rabbit comes out of the hat or whatever, okay? The problem is that you cannot usually sustain the magical moment. These are magic tricks. That's not real magic. These are tricks, blah, blah, blah. But there are rare occasions when you can produce a magical item and it's permanent. And if you want to blow somebody's mind, make sure that they keep this permanent token of the moment of magic, the prestige. And you tell people, yeah, take that with you, keep that for the rest of your life. And if anybody ever tells you that magic isn't real, show them that to prove it. And so if you were to make some dice that were messed up and wonky or something strange and weird, and you just did a simple stupid magic trick and you swapped out one of these if you swapped out regular die for the wonky, people would freak out. So I have taken one of the regular dice out of this tube, and yeah, it's perfect. It's what the dice are supposed to look like. You could really, really mess somebody's heads up with these dice. Anyway, I have not even rolled my new wonky dice yet. So let's roll them for the first time right now just to see what we get. What's the first result on dice that haven't even been rolled yet? And we've got an 11. A 5, 6, 11. Very nice, very nice. These were just blank white plastic cubes 2 days ago, and now they're dice. And now I should roll them one more time. I got 11. That was a winner. And here we go. 6. And that just looks beautiful. You've been listening to the Dubious Dice Wind and Golf Ball Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get up to some more shady business.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?